Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Whatever is on your mind under the sun, under the small business sun, challenge, opportunity, you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, so check that out right there on the homepage. Very excited about our new friend, Melissa Wilson, who's with us right now. Melissa is the author of many books, a dozen books or so, over the years that she's written very important books that have gotten lots of great reviews. She's the co-author of a book I'm holding in my hand, 50 Ways to Better Social Media, and that's what she's an expert in, folks. That's what she's her big story right now, and I'm glad she's here. Melissa Wilson, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and for people, since I'm segueing over, I'm Melissa Jevonali Wilson, but you can get me at Networlding, which is probably the best way. Lots of free stuff there, like you have, and I'm definitely going to start tweeting and sharing about your site. I just think it's awesome.
I appreciate that, Melissa. Jevonali, is that right? Melissa Jevonali Wilson.
Yeah, Jevonali, and
it's almost as,
Wilson.
That's almost as bad as Blasingame. So
I'm glad you know how to pronounce it.
Melissa, in the previous segment, I was telling the audience about something you know very well, and that is how, truthfully, McCain didn't know it, but he didn't have a chance because he was fighting a war with he was waging an election with the old rules, and the Obama campaign was winning the election with the new rules, and so the point that I was making at the end of the segment was that regardless of how politics are going to be changed, every principle that helped Obama win the election in 08 from a social media standpoint, from a community leveraging standpoint, that sort of thing, all of that applies 100% to the marketplace and to small businesses competing in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah, and I told you I heard that. I love it. You're the only host so far that I've heard gets it. Even on television, they haven't arrived yet. They're behind on this. And I'm overlooking right now at my window. I'm seeing headquarters for Obama, and he's going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he had a live forum with LinkedIn. And it was all about jobs because that's the hot area now. So what you're going to see if any of the Republican candidates start to really get this, they're going to start doing the live forums, and it's the mm-hmm. whole network effect. But
right.
I would say four things to remember. If you're going to do that as a small business, you got to think about networks and the science of networks. And you can think about connect, engage, exchange, create. So you need to connect with people, and then you need to engage with them. And that's where a lot of people are going wrong online. They're pushing messages out. They're not exchanging, which is the next spot. And you need to find things that are interesting about other people. Like, my goal on your site was to find things that I think other people would find interesting.
Right.
And then get it out to my 20,000 people that are part of my community now.
So
connect, engage. So you engage with them, you exchange and create. And the engagement connection is first looking at anything. You know, if you're in a LinkedIn group, like, what are people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then so you're looking and saying, okay, I'm going to connect with them. You introduce yourself. And then you find out what's important to them. And you can see by what they talk about, and you can see patterns. And that's what you're looking for.
What do you say to people who say, you know what, I'm so busy running my business and dealing with customers and everything, I don't have time to spend a lot of time in LinkedIn groups and things like that. What do you say to people who are not just making excuses, who really are busy people?
Oh, they are, and I'm busy too. What I have done, I joined up and I got to be part of Seth Godin, who's considered to be the top marketer in the world. I got to be part of what's called his street team, and I volunteered for that. The first four books he got out, by the way, sold 250,000 copies. So, you know, what I'm, my passion now, big, big passion, is helping people do similar things to what Seth is doing.
Right.
Helping, and helping people get the word out. So one of the things that I help people do is build their own street team, because you're right, they can't do it themselves. So I have a street team. My street team helps other entrepreneurs, and then I help other entrepreneurs learn how to build their own street team, conversation starters. So you're still taking the thought leadership of the business owner, of the leaders in the business, but you're getting the messages out that
right.
they'd want to convey. And that's
right.
what's really happening now.
Interesting. Street team. Now, that's an interesting topic. Seth was on my show way back in the day before he was cool. He was a member of my brain trust before he was cool back in the 90s. But but that's interesting. So if you're a small business, part of your street team should be people who, you know, hire somebody who understands this, who understands how social media works, probably a young person.
Yeah, absolutely. But they do need to really be guided. So that's where, you know, and I'm not proposing that I'm the person that people choose, because I only have so much bandwidth. But what you're going to need is to learn. That's why I did 50 Ways to Better Social Media, give them the book, train them, graduate to LinkedIn is showing people how to really use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my favorite tool for small businesses. I was about number 80 on LinkedIn. I've gotten to present to the whole company, too, and I said that was like going to the Land of Oz. But you've got to be able to train people.
Pardon me, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about. You got a lot more to teach us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Melissa Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.